Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of St. Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title, but different subheaders. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is the last one for 2019. Because it is currently December 30th, 2019. And so, in conclusion for this year, this Keep It Simple series episode is entitled, oh my goodness, I guess I can entitle it, the first word that keeps coming to mind is regrets. But in parentheses, I would definitely put when the tables have turned in your favor, closed parentheses. And I believe the reason I'm going there is because a number of things has transpired this year that has literally turned in my favor this last quarter, close to the last day of the year. For example, at the beginning of this year, I was facing some severe financial challenges where I could have been evicted due to my marital debt being combined with my current debt, and I was underwater financially. Now, if anyone knows Lalita, I did not have any ridiculous things like credit cards or cable, didn't even have internet, didn't have a super pricey phone with a super high bill. It was just basically garnishments from student loans, very high healthcare bill for my insurance. I was paying out almost $400 a month just for my Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance coverage, and nothing's wrong with me. And a combination of that with my basic living expenses, which only included my cell phone, which was $35 a month basic plan, my rent, which is under $700 a month, and my utilities. That was it. No car note or anything like that. But yet and still, I was struggling to even be able to pay that. And so the tables have turned where now here it is, the close of the year, with individuals' help and with me doing projects on the side to produce extra income. I am literally, for the first time, I think since ever, going into 2020 with me being able to pay things without any issues or problems. Another table that has turned is my my fourth oldest sibling, which is my brother Jameer. I remember in high school when I was in the ninth grade, he was in the 11th or 12th grade, and some of the guys at the opposite side of the cafeteria was saying, "Hey, you know, that's her sister." He was denying me, saying, "No, that's not my sister. That's not my sister." And one of the guys in my class actually told him, he was like, "Your brother was denying you. He didn't even want anyone to know you was his sister." Almost as if he was ashamed or embarrassed of you. And so I thought about that, and I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, all well, whatever. But then here it is, the tables have turned. And as of this weekend, his grandma-in-law, if that makes any sense, had made her transition, and I was at the Homegoings repass, and every person who almost walked by, he was stopping them and saying, "Guess what? That's my sister Lalita. That's my sister Lalita." And I think to myself, like, Wow. Decades earlier, you did not want anyone to know I was your sister. And now here it is. You're stopping everyone who crossed your path to let them know that I am your sister. So it's just a number of different things like that. Someone that I actually, feel some kind of way towards in a marvelous way, even that person appears to be making moves in my direction. Like I said, the tables have literally turned. So although it is December 30th, it is still not too late. This, although has been a very trying year, in some aspects, a hurtful year, due to what's going on with my parents and my mother's treatment of my dad, it has turned into something miraculous where I was able to spend time with my dad, with my mother not being around, to just gain clarity and to reflect and find what needs to be done for the coming year. So, homework assignment, possibly your last one for the year. Just go ahead and make a mental note of the things that have turned around in your favor. Although everything is not perfect, everything may not be etched in stone. You may have had a loved one transition or fall into terrible health, or it could have been yourself who may have had some serious challenges. But there are still some things that have turned in your favor. Write it down, reflect on it, and look forward to things continuing to turn around for you, for your good in the new year. Well, I hope my Keep It Simple Serious episode has helped. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on three different avenues. The first is my author page, Be Strong, Stay Strong, on Facebook. You can also follow me on Instagram, the numeral number 1_la_lita. And last but not least, you can also follow me on my author page, which is lalitawilliams.com. LalitaWilliams.com. In closing, I got the opportunity to be involved in two cantatas at my church home on Friday night and Sunday night, and I can honestly say it was something that I've been looking to do for some years, actually some decades. When I first came there, I was encouraged, I encouraged myself not to participate because the church that I was involved with prior to that, which was a church I was not supposed to join. It wasn't the church I grew up in, but a small storefront church that I decided to join due to the pastor at that time, who ended up passing. Another pastor ended up being present over that church, and she felt some kind of way towards me, and she didn't have too many nice things to say when I left to go to a larger church. That's neither here nor there. What she did and said is under the blood. I forgive her. Bygones are bygones, but because of the things that she had to say, it encouraged me not to participate in the choir or in drama or different things like that. And I am actually in the choir in drama. It was a lot of work, but it was truly rewarding, reminding me of why when I was a senior in high school, why I actually contemplated acting once people talked me out of going into law enforcement as a police officer. So, yeah, that's a little bit of history on Lolita. I hope my honesty and transparency has helped make the remainder of 2019 an awesome 2019. And I look forward to recording in 2020. Have a good day. Bye-bye.